Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Aukerville River are with us today. The Austin, Texas-based band has a new album called I Am Very Far. We will hear a set recorded on stage at World Cafe Live and talk with leader and songwriter Will Sheff along with Patrick Pastorius. The band's last few albums, including the stage names and the stand-ins, were written around a specific theme. And I started out by asking Will how I Am Very Far is different.
At the time, I wasn't starting out to write concept albums. I certainly don't sit down to write thinking what it's the concept going to be. And really, the distinction with I Am Very Far is that I just wanted to feel like I hadn't pushed it too far in that direction, and rather that the conceptual and thematic elements were sort of pervasive throughout but not hitting you over the head. I thought a lot about what the songs were about and what they meant to each other and how they related to each other, but that thought process was almost more subconscious, you know, like as if I just sort of put my subconscious brain in charge of that stuff and then said, you go off and do it, figure out what's happening here underneath these songs. I'm just going to be arranging the surface of them. Because I think of the whole album as very united, but I don't think of it as easily sort of thumbnailed as something like the stage name. So it could be like, well, it's about sort of celebrity and fame and art and what people want out of art. It's about things in much the same way, but those things are harder to put into words, at least for me.
A lot of people have been pointing to We Need a Myth as kind of at the center of things. I'm not sure I actually heard it that way first time, a few times through, but it is an interesting place to start because the whole idea of a myth is kind of a fascinating concept, which you could, you know, go anywhere with. And it was that song central to you?
It was. That song articulated a lot of what I was trying to say in the other songs on the record, and it articulated a lot of what I feel about life. I guess the entire time I was making the record, I was pushing my brain more and more and more into the parts of my memory and the parts of my inner sort of self that have to do with mystery and that have to do with something that's sort of transcending. And I was watching the culture kind of doing this weird schizophrenic thing where there was this backlashing against spirituality. It's certainly a lot of backlashing against organized religion, and a kind of a shallowness of the discourse in terms of how people talked about all kinds of things. And yet at the same time, there was this intense, like, if you look at the media and you look at the entertainment industry, it's all just like superheroes and ancient and werewolves and stuff like that. And there's this sort of like sense, I think, that we've lost something about like the interior human world. And yet we're kind of like in this contrary way, really sort of fakely proud about it. And that was something that I was just kind of noticing. And meanwhile, personally, I was just feeling like my own deep hunger for that mystery. I mean, it all started as a sort of an outgrowth of wanting to feel like I was starting anew as a musician. And that kind of brought me back into the memory of being a kid. And when I was a kid, I remember being very conscious that I was new, that I was a new person, that I had not been alive up until recently. My parents were happy I was here. You know, they'd had miscarriages and I'd almost died, and they were very relieved that I existed. And it instilled in me the sense that the world was scary and huge, and I was really, really lucky, and that there was a freaky kind of mystery behind things. And I think that's what led to me noticing that kind of mystery is something there was a million people were trying to like race away from in the culture and yet sort of embracing at the same time.
Wow, that's really interesting. A family myth, sort of, I mean, a family explanation, you know.
But I think that everybody in a way has their own personal myth. I mean, you cast back your memory to your very earliest moments and your childhood home and the way that you remember your parents. And even one moment or 5 moments or 10 moments that come back and back. And you don't know why, but it seems like it's like the myth of you. You set it down in your own personal, like, you know, illuminated manuscript. And there was a time where everything seemed so portentous. And that's what it's like to be a kid in a lot of ways. And I also think it's something we sort of lose and romanticize more and more and more. And I kind of wanted to smash my head through the wall of all that sort of forgetting about it, and get really buried in the middle of it.
Well, this is the song that we're talking about live on stage at World Cafe Live. This is Zockerville River and We Need a Myth.
Thank you, guys. We need a myth. We need an amethyst bridge. We need a high hanging cliff. Jump, fall, and lift, we can make it. But we need a myth. We need a path through the mist. Just like in our beds, we were just kids. Like what was said by our parents. A myth. Is just this a myth? Guess what we're after is just this. We need a myth. I feel my heart like a fist. Words spilling out of the blessed lips of any prophet or God.
We Need a Myth live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're getting a chance to talk with Will Sheff and Patrick Vestorius about Acquaville River's new album, I Am Very Far, and hearing some of the tunes. And Patrick, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about, I'll talk with Will a little bit more in a bit about the songwriting on this and how that went. But when he came back with these songs, what I'm reading is you guys did the recording a little bit differently. You moved around.
Yeah, we did. We had very focused sessions where we would take three or four songs and just work through the arrangements as much as possible. And everybody was bringing their best to the table and collaborating on what makes the arrangement work. And it was a great process. And the moving away from a studio, going in for a week and working intensively and then stepping back away from it is a great way to make a record because you don't get studio burnout.
Now, what happens when you move away? Do you get a chance to listen to the mixes?
Yeah, we definitely listen to mixes. You start wondering if there are some edits that need to be made. I think it's invaluable, really, to this record, being able to do some tracking and then take a break from it and let things kind of fall into place.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about myths, and one of the myths of this band, in a way, is that they're an Austin, Texas band, Acquaville River. And they are, in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But, Will, you came to Austin, and you came down to Austin. You grew up in New Hampshire.
Yes, that's right.
And I understand that that's where you went to write this. And why was that?
Well, it's that same whole origin myth thing. I wanted to, the more and more I thought about this time, this sort of magical feeling time of being a kid, and actually it was my childhood was difficult and painful in a lot of ways, but it was an intense memory for me. And it's not that the album's about my childhood, but I wanted it to have that sense of newness and that sense of wonder and that sense of being scared. I felt like I needed to jog my memory. I felt like I needed to put my brain back in that space and have those sort of the Proustian moment of like something you haven't done since you were a really little kid, and it's sort of like there's a big burst of memories in your head when you do it. And so that's what I did. I went back and I tried to spend time in a lot of places I hadn't been in, 20 years or more, and just sort of really get that feeling back, live back in that world in some sort of small way.
Now, when you go back there, does that mean going back to family, or are they still there?
Well, my grandparents live in New Hampton, New Hampshire, and they have a house that I used to visit all the time when I was a kid. I have a lot of cousins and stuff like that, and we would go play in their house. And they have a gigantic barn, three-story barn. We used to climb around in the rafters, and you could have fallen three stories off of those rafters. The scary things that kids do, This big, beautiful, old, creaky, scary house, which they used to tell me was haunted. I have dreamt about it my whole life. I always remember this house, and I'm always, drawn back to it. And so in a lot of ways, and I think that's actually where I first played music, because they have a big piano there. And so in a lot of ways, it was like coming home. But I did also go to my hometown and sort of hang around and lay low, because I didn't want to talk to people. I wanted to sort of be in my, I wanted to be in that world all alone, I didn't want anybody seeing that I was like a 34-year-old guy. I wanted to feel like I was a little kid.
Sounds like everybody should do this. It sounds great. One of the other things about, certainly for me, about Acquaville River albums is I tend to like really focus on the lyrics, and which is usually really rewarding, as it is on this one too. But there's a real integration between the lyrics and the music on this mm-hmm. album. And was that a conscious thing?
Yeah, that was very much intentional. I have always, as much as I like somebody like Bob Dylan, I'm a little bit bummed out sometimes by the way that he seems to believe that if the lyrics are good, it's like somebody else's job to figure out the music. And if nobody does, then the music is just going to be nothing special. And I feel like there's a whole school of disciples of people like that, these kind of like renowned lyricists with nothing happening musically. And it's boring. And on this record, I really wanted to feel like, like the record was a journey and the lyrics weren't taking you on a journey. The lyrics were just sort of your traveling companion. It was like your Sherpa, and you were still taking this journey that the music was taking you on, and the lyrics are sort of offering you guidance and hints and encouragement, but they're not necessarily the whole course, the main course, you know.
I want to go back to the stage and hear another one of the tunes that we're talking about, which is one we've been playing a bunch on the cafe called Rider. Anything we need to know about this?
This is a song that I think of as a lullaby, as weird as that is. Huh. But I picture it like a Viking lullaby, like a lullaby that a savage, scary warrior would sing, you know, that would maybe scare the kid. Although I guess the child of a savage warrior would be up for the challenge of a scary, loud lullaby.
This is Rider.
Yeah.
Acreville River, and that is Rider, another one of the tunes from I Am Very Far, and we're talking with Patrick Pistorius and Will Sheff about this new album, and I think this album is really sequenced really beautifully, and I just love the first half of the album in particular. I just keep playing over and over, maybe because I just always start at the beginning. But anyway, and the first couple of songs really flow beautifully together. You sequence them really well. But the first one is a song called The Valley, where you actually use the words rock and roll in a song. And I think that's dangerous territory.
It is dangerous territory. I was afraid of it. But that was exactly why I wanted to do it. And I think if that song didn't have those words in it, it wouldn't work somehow. I think the words don't work by themselves, and somehow the song wouldn't have worked without the words. And I didn't even ask anybody if they thought it was okay, because I didn't want anybody to tell me. I knew that a lot of people would tell me it was problematic. So I was just like, I'm just going to ignore it. I'm not going to pretend it's all right.
Patrick's laughing.
Yeah. It's weird. I think if that song didn't have those words, there would be no humor in it, and then it would just be grim and nasty and self-serious and all that stuff. So I think of, you know, I kind of put them in as like the little party hat on top of the big scary monster.
Ponds where there's laughter and there's screaming to the raptors in the night.
Acherville River, The Valley, that was recorded in front of an audience at World Cafe Live. Thanks to Will Sheff and Patrick Pastorius for talking with us, and thanks to the band as well. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.